Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film and the title of the podcast.
Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Family, 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 and family, 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 Sam Hurley. Fan, family, 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 Kahu. Family, family, family.
How family are you, Sam?
Family, family.
Oh, family, family. Good, good.
Family, family. And also family, family. Family, Machu.
Family.
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 Family. Family. Fan fucking family. Familiar?
Family. Gaga's room.
I am family.
I drive fast and family. Family, drive fast.
Yes, hello, you goddamn fantastic people. Whatever the fuck that was, let's move away from it. We can't. I've got a question that's exactly the same as what we've just done. God damn it, blow my load too early. Blow my nos too early, maybe. Anyway, welcome everybody. We have got the family. We've got the original three back to do the latest Fast and the Furious movie. Excited, guys?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Just sums it up.
Just like Kahu's enthusiasm score as voted by his hosts on his recent tours, I'm slightly less than excited. Enthusiastic. Well, 4.97 out of 5 doesn't lie, eh, Kahu?
We're showing our cards way too early. As you guys can see, yeah, I'm back. I know you guys have missed me. I've been away for personal reasons and probably will be for a little while after this. Don't really want to get into that, but we can talk about that another time. But we are, I mean, a franchise like this comes back. We've got to come back. It's impossible. You can't fucking ignore the elephant. Well, it's not an elephant in the room. It's a goddamn submarine in a polar cap.
Submarines seem far too easy to get your hands on.
Do they? They must have still had it after one of those other movies, right?
I don't know. Wasn't that character dead before they got that submarine? See, this is the thing. Who knows?
What is the purpose of a submarine other than to pick up escaped criminals from Antarctica's most exclusive prison in the world, apparently?
Black site.
Yeah.
How racist is that, eh? Black site.
Yeah. You didn't have a white site, because why?
And it was a white site. That's a white site. Like, it can't be any whiter than that. They all wore white clothes. Why do you have to wear white in Antarctica? Is that a thing?
No, you can't get whiter than Antarctica. That's a very good point. But yeah, I mean, we're back to do Fast X. That's what it's calling itself. Yeah, Fast X. 6.3 out of 10 on IMDb. Much is playing footsies with me under the table. Yeah. God, why do we swap our old desk away? 54% on Rotten Tomatoes and 55% on Metacritic. The plot for this film, whoever's seen it the most recently, that's not me.
What do you mean it's not you?
I've seen it first. This is the first time I didn't have to do it.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I get a pretty free pass on this one, really.
My hat goes off. Well, it actually doesn't go off to you because it's fucking freezing out now, Garage, and I'm like taking my hat off.
Basically, some dude that Dom's crew killed in a previous film, his son comes back to take his revenge on Dom and his family.
It's not his son. It's his family.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Let's get into it. If you haven't heard this podcast before, what we do is we review a movie by asking 20 questions about it. We start with 10 that can be applied to any film. We then move through three personal questions before finishing on a Patreon question. Why don't we start with Colin Sandwich? If we liked it, shit sandwich if we didn't. Well, what sort of sandwich are we eating today? What sort of sandwich is on the Kahu Taps menu?
There's a bit of bad and there's maybe a bit of good.
An ambiguous sandwich.
Stop teasing us.
Get to it. The bad.
Just give me your meat. And
I feel like I harp on about endings a lot in movies, but for me, this was just one of the worst endings.
You're more of a fan of happy endings, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm just more of a fan of conclusive endings. And, I mean, by the time they make this one, because Little B is, I don't know how old he's supposed to be in this movie, maybe like 8 or something. By the time they make it, he's going to look a lot older in a scene that's like 5 minutes elapsed since the last scene in this movie. I mean, maybe they've filmed that, but already, who knows?
It can't be any worse than the last one where Dom Toretto looks about 25 years old and his dad looks 30.
Yeah.
What do you call it? What do you call a sequel when it's number 11? It's not a trilogy. What's it's not a quadrilogy.
It's a sequel franchise. To number 10, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a lazy name for films, a franchise. That's what we're just using McDonald's, KFC, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad I'm not a fan of any massive movie franchise that's gone on for way too long than it should have.
Yeah.
Number 28, Marvel.
Hey, it's me, guy.
A good thing I had was... I like the connection between the stealing the safe and the bomb rolling through the streets in Rome in this one.
Oh, you mean when they play Rocket League in a fucking
yes,
city?
Yes, Rocket League. Yeah. That's it. Just like Rocket League. Yeah.
I smell just, a shit sandwich.
We'll just fishtail that car to beat the bomb into the water. And I'm going to end with a bad thing.
Wow! Ooh. Shit what? Sandwich. The Curry Taps were special.
Yeah, I feel like we've seen a lot of bad movies lately, and I've been doing lots of shit sandwiches.
Should we watch The Room again?
Is it because people just don't like good movies, or they just don't pay to see good movies?
What do you mean if people don't like good movies? You're the one fucking saying these movies are shit.
It's a bad thing. I don't know what's happening anymore in these movies. I don't know who has beef with who, why they don't like each other, and... For movies that have such a non-existent plot, why is it just so confusing about what's going on?
I love how like I remember Han and the Staff have clearly got some sort of thing where like Staff was trying to kill him or something in one, and they've got a rivalry and all that sort of shit, and then they get over it and Statham's a good guy and all that sort of shit. I got to applaud it to the people in this film is that they are very well centered and you know deal with personal issues so well that they get over shit within a fucking space of it.
Yeah,
space of a film sort of thing, but like when he shows up and he's like Han's like, oh hey, and he's like, the only reason somebody would show up here is to try and kill me. Yeah, and then they just go into a fight scene.
Yeah,
I was
same
like, what
with
the
fuck?
I thought these guys were made to kill. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, same with Cypher and Letty, which I do actually remember why they're fighting, but
how come?
Because I guess it's because she killed the mother of Dom's kid.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And for even though it wasn't, didn't Lenny not give a shit about
the
kid the
way?
Well, I guess because I hurt Dom, that's why she cares. Oh, I don't know. Okay. But it makes sense for a film, I guess, that they just beat their problems out of each other and then they're good mates after it.
What are we up to next?
we literally have that with Ludacris and fucking Tyrese Gibson. They'd come to blows in the middle of it, and then next scene they're like, yeah, I love you, bro.
In an internet cafe of all places.
With Pete fucking Davidson. Oh, my God, I let out an audible sigh when he popped
up.
I
do remember that.
Fuck, that clown is everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's a shit sandwich from me.
You're kidding?
I don't know.
4.97 out of 5 out of enthusiasm from Kahu.
Let's give it a... 4.2 litres of a fuel-injected engine.
Ooh,
I don't know.
That's the 4.2.
I don't know if you get
4.2 out of 10,000. That sure. is abysmal.
Yeah. I actually didn't mind Fast 9 too much and quite enjoyed Fast 5, but this was just a mess.
They hear that Fast X doesn't matter if you lose by an inch or you lose by 5,000 points to get a positive score. You still lose. Talking about an inch at a time, Machu.
I hope you're referring to my height.
Take as many, take as many inches as you can.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's motion in the ocean.
It's the NOS in the tent, bro.
Yeah. Just push the button, you get a few good seconds. Fast 10. Well, I guess my good thing is I've continued the franchise. I've watched it. I'm at this point. I can't look back.
This is the
it's
most
like Police Academy 10. You know,
most
like
entry level response. I watched the movie. What's the good thing? I watched it.
Yeah.
I could have been having my testicles ripped off me by a fucking angry person.
Trying real hard to figure out what's
it's all about, Machu.
I watched the movie.
Top quality podcast. I guess the bad thing, just the everyone looks like they're tuned out now. It's all about the paycheck now.
Vin Diesel spent the entire movie looking like he desperately needed to take a shit, and he was in public and didn't know where the nearest toilet was. Right? It was just constantly tense. Yeah. Just.
When Vin Diesel yes. rips out a smile when he's talking to his son or something, you like recoil in horror. You're like, yeah. I haven't seen that much emotion from him in the last six movies.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's awful performances from every character.
He's
in this
fucking
film.
Terrible in this film, though.
That's like every I like everyone in this film, and I don't like them now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you, sellouts. Turn up and do a job. We've been watching you for how long has it been? 15 years? 10 years?
I'm going to spoil one of my good things. My good thing was I felt like Jason Momoa fucking knew the assignment. He showed up and gave the most fucking... I mean, we're going to talk about it later, but I enjoyed him. You're shaking your head like, fuck him too.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck Jason Momoa. Fuck Charlize Theron. Fuck Vin Diesel.
I don't know.
Everyone else who's just... doesn't even need to be mentioned because holy shit.
There's too many of them now, right?
Yeah. And the last bad film is like, oh, I was looking forward to this film. I don't know how you guys thought about the last film, but I liked it.
You were here. We were coming. You know how. We hyperbole sandwiched the shit out of it.
I loved it. I was like, fucking space. Yes. Yes, driving a car into space. Noss that shit right into fucking
yes,
Mars.
Magnets.
Magnets are fucking cool.
Magnets
and
fucking
then,
suck.
And what the fuck, eh? Like, weird. What were they thinking with this film? I don't know. Like,
Magnets are so attractive, bro.
Yeah. I've got to admit, I did like the canoe that transformed into a plane. I thought that was cool. But...
What, and ran on three tiny bottles of vodka?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, yes, John Cena, do that shit. Other than that. Everything was bad.
They could easily turn it into a spoof movie where he like loaded it in, chucked him in. He was like, "Don't worry, kid, we've got this bucket. Here we go." Yeah. And then just, then falling like a stone. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, they took
falling like a rock.
They took everything that was good and pure of Fast and the Furious and turned it into a terrible ball rolling down Rome and terrible bloody. Everything was terrible. Car chases. Terrible acting. So, yeah, I stopped short of giving this a hyperbole shit sandwich, but they screwed the pooch on this one. And I don't know. What did you give it? A 4.2 out of 10,000?
Yeah.
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go 2.4 out of 10,000.
So basically just like my Honda Odyssey.
the old Odyssey.
Yeah, I mean, on to me. I was actually going to give it a compliment sandwich, but I was going to give it two shit things and one negative thing. But I mean, you guys are covering up. Like I generally enjoyed Jason Momoa's performance. I thought it was fucking batshit. I thought it was funny. I also like Charlize's Theron. I mean, I like Charlize Theron. But like, and Helen Mirren. Oh my God, I need to see a sex what scene between Helen Mirren and Vin Diesel as soon as possible. They are like millimeters away from banging, right?
What's Charlize Theron thinking, eh? She's like, I hate everybody. I don't have a heart. Oh, just go see these guys and try to fuck over and be their mates. I also want to be good and hang out and be cool and be family.
Yeah.
I hate Dom and I want to kill him. Hey, I actually know where he lives and I have a whole bunch of hired goons. And I'm going to show up at his door and I'm bleeding out and ready to die, but I'm not going to go kill him before then. Yeah.
I really
I've got
wanna...
this laundry list of stuff I've got to do, like build the God's Eye and and hire all these guys, do all these job interviews for all these henchmen that instantly fucking become turncoats. Exactly. Fuck, eh?
It's because she really likes barbecues too.
Yeah.
Not to mention her karate training that she obviously does like for 5 hours a day so she can beat up half the people in every room.
Yeah, I mean, they're a bit like... It's not as stupid as I want it to be. Like, we've touched on this. Like, you've gone to space. What are you going to do in the next film, right? Yeah. Time travel. Go to the center of the Earth. Well, that was Kahu's suggestion last time. And when we see John Cena go into a mine, I was like, fuck, here we go. Molten core, getting chased by fucking Momoa.
I want to see Dominic Toretto ride a T-Rex and beat like a...
Yes.
And beat like a Triceratops or something, eh?
Yes.
Holy shit.
It's funny you mentioned that. Transformer Rise of the Beasts is coming out.
Yeah.
I want to see some crazy shit.
They didn't tread that line, did they, very well compared to the last one between like the action and the kind of comedy value.
Nah.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned, there's too many characters. They're trying to give, you know, this because no one fucking dies or no one stays dead, whatever the fuck you want to say. Even fucking Momoa dies in this and then comes back to life.
Yeah,
I was dead for 2 minutes and I didn't see anything. I became the king of Atlantis because I died underwater for a bit. Like, I didn't see anything. Like, what the fuck is going on? No one dies in this fucking movie. But like, the problem is now, because no one dies, they've got too many of these characters and they've like got nothing to give them to. Give to them.
No,
what do they give to Han? Oh, you're too sexy. So if you, you know, create an internet dating profile, you're going to get all these matches. It's like, that's it. That's all we've got for this dude. It was, yeah, it was sad. Good. Yeah, I didn't have another good. Action scenes were, I wrote action scenes. I fell asleep during the last one.
Did you?
Yeah, I was sitting beside you and I was like, oh my God.
I was laughing pretty hard when they were driving down the dam.
I've
done that before.
And their car's literally on fire inside, and they're just
you
like,
"You took everything away from me, but you didn't take away my car. Bad mistake."
Makes it through the fire and gravity.
All I could imagine was somebody just sitting there and they're like, fuck, we need to come up with a final scene. And then some dude looks over at his kids' matchbox cars and they've got that giant fucking loop-de-loop or that giant ramp. And he's like, I've got it. Don't worry, boys. I've got it.
Do you know what? I was actually pretty disappointed in that scene because I thought, oh, so you're just going to drive the two petrol trucks into each other? Like, just blow up the whole dam then with everybody on it. And the fuel trucks, so it'll have a mean explosion.
Yeah.
But you're just going to drive them together and what, squash them?
It was boring.
We're on top of a dam with like millions of litres of water.
Yeah.
Isn't the worst plan you've ever seen, eh? Yeah. I'm going to get two tankers. Yeah. Drive them straight at Dom Toretto. That'll get them. Wrong.
I'm going to give this a more measured response, so I'm going to say 4,500. It's almost a compliment sandwich.
Really?
No, it's not actually 12. No, what'd you say? 2.1.
1.2. This is on the verge of a hyperbole shit sandwich.
I reckon it is very close to a hyperbole shit sandwich.
Too many poorly thought out ideas mashed together with too many poorly thought out characters.
We'll get into the rest of it. What we do now is we move through the other questions that can be applied to any film. Question number two. Kahu, what is it?
It is. What was the biggest dick move in the movie?
Surely it's Toretto when he goes, son, I love you. I want to look after you. See you later.
hope you live, brother. Do you know what the funniest part is? I've got leaving Neo and little Brian in a house with like zero protection. We're on the same wavelength.
What am I up to? What am I up to, Dad? I don't fucking know. I'm out. I'm just going to cruise with my mates. We might go do some car racing. Might jump on a plane. You know me. I gotta go to work.
I'm gonna go for Rome for a bit. What am I gonna do? I don't fucking know. Really, that was this thing last
what
time.
Am I saying?
Like, last time they just left him. We were like, what is this kid up to?
There's four little shitties. Like, oh fuck, do I have to go to steal money off my mates or something? I'd have got no money. Auntie's going to look after me.
I can't wait for Fast and Furious 17 where it's just like they reconnect. It's like, Dad, I missed you. Yes, sorry, I had to go overseas for a bit. It's been 18 years, Dad.
He literally has dudes jumping through windows with guns trying to shoot him. He doesn't have a gun. Mia doesn't have a gun.
Yeah. And like they've left suburbia. Like
hopefully your uncle turns up in time. He turns up just in time. He wasn't there. He turned up at the time.
Taking Chili's away to this black site. Do you want to take my family? Yeah. Why? No, we want to take the rest of these people that they're after? Nah, don't worry about that. We'll just take the son.
I didn't get about that was when Cypher turned up at the door and Letty tells Little B to go to the safe space. And it doesn't kind of explain where that is. And then later on,
it's the hallway.
When they invade the house and Little B goes to the bathroom. So I guess that's the safe space? Like... Just a normal door? Your people who are hated internationally.
After seeing your safe
space is a bathroom. Like, build a panic room or something.
After seeing how much barbecue and Coronas those people drink, that bathroom is not a safe space, bro. There is going to be some monstrous dumps in that bathroom. Well, what about you? What was your biggest...
I had something else, but actually it is Little B climbing out onto the outside of the car. Because with that happening, yeah. What's Dom's brother's name? I don't even know.
Jacob.
Jacob, yeah.
How do I know this? Oh, no, it's got me.
I mean, without that, he might not have ended up dead. I mean, he's probably not dead, but, you know.
Fuck, we can only hope, really, eh?
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Yeah. So it's all Little B's fault.
Fucking Little B. Question number 3, what do you got?
What was the most moronic decision made by an otherwise smart character?
I wonder if we're going to have the same answer to this. There is a conglomerate of stupid mistakes that happen at one point where they decide, Momoa's like, I'm going to race you. And if I win, you know, you don't want to find out. But if you win, I'll leave you alone and that's the end of it. And so two other motherfuckers are like, well, I'm going to jump in this race as well.
I see no danger.
Yeah. This is clearly going to work out well for me.
I don't know why the fuck I'm part of this, but I'm in there.
Yeah. Suddenly a girl's like, oh, I've got a chance to race Dom Toretto against a guy that I know is fucking evil as fuck. And my sister is investigating and he killed her. Oh, no, I'm still going to go in this race. Another guy's like, oh, jump in a race with my best friend just had a million of guns pulled on him and I want to beat my best. What the fuck are these people doing?
Yeah, but what's his mate doing?
What is this mate fucking doing? And then blows his nos too early. But at the same time,
this was after Rome, eh? So they knew all about this dude.
They knew how fucking psycho he was. He was there to fuck him up. We've had his Mexican standoff or whatever. Yeah. And then Dom's just like, halfway through the race, Dom's like, oh, my fucking ESP is working. Oh, shit, there's a bomb on both of the bottom of those cars, but not on the bottom of my one. So I've got to save one of these two people. Take out fucking Momoa.
Yeah.
He's the one that has the detonators. He's sitting behind you. Slam on your brakes. Take out Momoa. Who gives a fuck if the other two beat you?
What
the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to race him into the street race. Oh, Vin Diesel, Sylvester Stallone, they're all blending into one.
My thing was they spent a whole scene between the new Beefcake Agency dude and Tess talking about how this agency dude was so straight-laced and he was never going to get Dom on his side or support him or anything like that. They spent a lot of time explaining that. And then basically there's one encounter on a bridge and then Dom's his best mate, supposedly, you know. It's like, wow, big reveal at the end. They're actually not on the same side.
But it's all a ruse so that Jason Momoa can go through all this bullshit to end up with all the technology that he could have just given him.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, I'm going to become head of the agency, and then I'm going to... Kateo was possibly one of the most powerful positions on the planet to help out some fucking Looney Tune.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Ridiculous.
I love this movie. I'm going to hyperbole sandwich it in a second. This is amazing. And what was Brie Larson doing?
Yeah, she's just looking hot as per usual.
What was with her, like, spiky shoes? More than one pair of spiky shoes. I thought that was odd.
Looking hot as per usual. I had what was John Cena up to? Oh, hey, look, there's a camera there.
All good, nephew.
It's not all good. You guys are wanted. Everyone's looking for you. No, all good. We'll be sweet on the plane and then we'll just jump off. Why don't you just not go in front of cameras? You hear like the most undercover car and then just drive.
You know, the latter part of this question says an otherwise smart character, eh? Like, smart character being the operative word here, bro. Like, if you're thinking Cena is smart, my fucking God.
What's that? What's that character he plays in Marvel?
He's not in Marvel.
No, he's in DC.
What is the character he plays in DC?
Peacemaker.
Yeah. He's basically Peacemaker.
He is Peacemaker.
He's
right.
such a good Peacemaker.
He's so good. Question 4. What was the biggest load of bullshit in this movie? Have we already covered it?
Fuck.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought that whole scene when Cypher and Letty supposedly had 4 minutes to get out, they spend about 10 minutes fighting. And then when
10
they,
minutes making out. In my yeah. mind.
And then when they finally decide to leave, all the scientists are still asleep.
And no guards have shown up.
Yeah, there's no guards. They could just wander off the facility just climbing up some vent.
If you're a scientist and you wake up and there's two hot chicks there, you're just like, I'm actually still asleep. As much as I want my ass to get kicked by them again.
Especially those two, you'd be like, okay, I'm having that lesbian fantasy again.
I wonder what they're going to do. They're still fighting, one eye open. surely that scene in Rome is the biggest load of bullshit. Like, that's the biggest load of bullshit, eh? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to make the ball just keep going, and I'll just flip this car and I'll just keep going.
And then Vin Diesel jumps off a bridge, hits a crane that knocks the ball into the water.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's cool. It's fucking cool. But that's bullshit.
His car has the momentum to spin the crane with a massive weight on the end of it. He should have dropped like a stone.
His car's just going to disintegrate. Yeah. Car weighs what? 800 kgs, and that crane picks up like thousands of tons of containers.
I do like the little bit when it explodes, but he gets one wheel on the ground and that's enough to drag the entire car out of the explosion range. Or
doesn't he hit the crane and then land on the road and continue a car chase? That's fucking awesome.
Meanwhile, while we're at it.
It's also bullshit.
While we're at it, the entire team's in the catacombs and they've got like perfect reception.
Excuse me, where are you? Oh, I'm just driving. I just hit a crane and now I'm going to save Rome.
Holy shit.
I felt like that was too easy. Like, I felt like that was like the most obvious one. Like that ball.
It's obvious because that ball just
keeps gaining momentum and just keeps rolling even though it's on like relatively flat land. And it's like. the other one was tank car, you know, like tank car fucking, you know, same thing Rocket League. It was like hopped lanes using tank shells to propel itself. Oh, what the? I don't fucking know. That was when I woke back up. I was like, oh, it's still going. Okay.
I thought that car would be cool, but then I was like, I have no idea why someone would ever make a car like that.
Reminded me of the Ghostbusters car.
Yeah. Otherwise smart character, much.
Yeah, peacemaker rules.
Anyway, it moves us over to the first of our Patreon questions, come courtesy of our mate Emily Higgins, who loved this film, supposedly. Told me she's back on the Brie Larson train, loves Brie Larson. Americans. Anyway, well,
oh my gosh.
Her question, what character...
Come on, Emily.
She also has a podcast called Tasteless, so, I mean, that sums it up.
It's in the name.
Yeah, exactly. Go check out Tasteless, it's awesome. I'm sure she's going to have something on there about how this is a better film than... Fuck, I don't know. Drive or some other car film that's awesome.
Dances with Wolves or something.
Yeah. Anyway, her question is what, Kahu?
Thanks, Emily. What character has gone the longest without showering? There's a lot of sweaty men in this film.
If you're wandering around with a whole bunch of money taped to you, I don't think you can take your clothes off. Tyrese Gibson.
Good answer. He's like... Hasn't he got all that baby oil all over him there as well? It's Pete Davidson. Come on.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely Pete Davidson. Internet nerd. He doesn't
even leave his chair to take a piss. That's how bad his fucking hygiene is.
He should be a neckbeard. He should be like, really? Yeah.
I reckon Deckard Shaw's a bit of a sweaty guy, eh? He just stews in his anger down at his bunker. For days and weeks on end.
Well, the better answer would have been the dude that was in the punching bag that he's been working on.
What was that about?
Well, right. I get like you punch a guy in a punching bag and that's like some torture and stuff, but I don't know why he'd strip into his undies. Like, what's the point in that? He's in it. He's basically in a gimp suit inside that punching bag. Why would you take his clothes off just to wrap him up?
It's fucking bullshit.
That's bizarre.
I want to make him go in here and I want to make him sweat. We'll leave his clothes on.
Yeah.
Fuck up, innit?
Shut your fucking mouth.
Question number six. What is it, Machu?
Question number six is, what characters best represents the other podcasters?
Well, I mean, wandering around with money on you is one thing, but another one is asking everyone for receipts the whole fucking time. That's Machu by miles, man. That is mile.
Good.
Machu by miles. The other one is, Kahu's definitely Brian. He's just off doing nothing all the rest of the time.
Where the fuck is Kahu? Brian. I mean, Kahu.
Exactly, where the fuck is he? Oh, these boys want to scrap us. Where's Kahu?
Yeah, now, Kahu's definitely Jason Marmor. Everyone knows that.
The uncanny resemblance, for sure.
Just without the Drake. You're Marmor without the Drake, Kahu.
Yeah.
More like Jason Methmower, bro.
I did actually consider wearing quite a flamboyant shirt to the podcast to kind of be in character, but then I thought,
The classic visual medium that is podcasting. Definitely want to wear a flamboyant shirt.
Watching rugby down at Pongaroa with the bros, like, probably going to get KO'd.
Oh, we need too much masculinity in here, boys.
Yeah.
There's a few good bald guys to cast Sam in. There's Hobbs. There's Tyrese. There's the ultimate Vin Diesel, but I'm going for the guy in the punching bag. Well, I'm pretty sure I've seen Sam in those undies.
I've got no retort. Yeah, you probably have. Probably have.
I got Sam for Little Nobody.
Little Nobody?
Little Nobody?
What, Brie Larson?
Explain.
The Scott Eastwood character.
Yeah.
Isn't he Little Nobody?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that guy anyway. That's what
nobody.
I mean.
Scott Eastwood.
Who's Scott Eastwood anyway?
What's his name? What's
Scott Eastwood.
Character in the name there, in the movie.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that his name in the movie?
Little Nobody.
Yeah, because they take the piss out of him. He's his assistant or something.
Little Nobody.
Yeah, his name's Little Nobody.
Top quality podcast.
Nobody's daughter's called Tess. And Machu can be Ames, the beefcake dude.
Ames.
He's the agency dude.
Oh.
That new guy.
Yeah. New Jack Reacher.
What, the guy that gets into positions of power just so he can fuck over people?
I backstab you.
Just going to be a cunt to everyone and I'm fucked over. Question number 7. What quote from this film would be the worst thing to hear immediately after you finish having sex?
Find the line, feel the air, and let it fly.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Dominic Toretto tells his son some awful things to say to girls.
It's very, conceptual.
It is. Very metaphoric. Whatever you go.
I've got the one where Charlie says to Letty, "You should stay down."
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I like that. This is the worst thing. That's probably the best thing.
Yeah, yeah. I can hear. I'm clearly doing something right. That's awesome.
And I'm not sure they say this exactly in this film, but every time somebody punches their NOS too early, somebody always says, "Oh, you've gone too early." Every time. Every movie.
That's probably up there. The one for me is when Charlize is like bleeding out on the couch, and I'm probably going to paraphrase it or say it wrong.
What's happening here?
Like Dom or somebody goes like, "You need to explain what's going on before you bleed out on my couch."
I thought that there's an obvious one that I was waiting for someone to say, which is family. No.
Let's cut off Machu now before we get too much further into that. Question number 8, Kahu.
What side characters had their lives absolutely ruined by the events in this movie?
I wonder if you're going to have the same as me.
Oh, it's got to be all Cypher's buddy henchmen, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, it's henchmen. Henchmen's family is like, what the fuck, eh?
Yeah, they actually had, like, for side characters, they each actually had a surprising amount of backstory.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
They had more than Han.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the bus driver who was just chilling out, driving a bus through Rome, and then he had a fucking bomb go through the middle of his bus. Probably kill at least 3 or 4 people on the bus. And like, he's now, how do you explain that to insurance? Yeah. How do you explain a $400,000, $500,000 vehicle? Yeah. Well, I had a giant bomb go through my...
My bus is in 2 pieces.
Is that an act of God? Because this guy thinks he's the devil, so it's kind of close.
Quick question, how many bus drivers own the buses? It's not like truck drivers, eh?
No, but he doesn't necessarily own the buses, but like...
Yeah, not like taxi drivers.
Bro, they've got to fire someone.
Yeah.
They'll be like, you fucking caused us $400,000. What the fuck am I going to do?
I didn't. It was literally a bomb caused by some international spies and
look, if you were serious about your job, you would have ramped it off the side of a fucking bridge. Knocked the crane around.
I heard someone jumped off a bridge, hit a crane, knocked it into the water, and then kept on driving.
Hey, speaking about moronic decisions, how about every single policeman in this movie that's like trying to stop Dom, and he's the only one that's actually trying to stop the bomb? They don't give a fuck about the rolling giant bomb.
What is that? Yeah. I don't know. But that guy's bad. Let's get the baddie.
Shoot at the board, people. Fucking Harrists. All a bunch of fucking Harrists. Yep. You guys show your true colors. As soon as you see a proud bald man, that's it. You got to tear us down.
Yeah, that's what I had for question 8 as well.
Question number 9. What is it, Machu?
At what point was the perfect time for a bathroom break?
There's at least 2 or 3 like touching moments, or supposedly touching moments, between little Brian and Cena that I was like, Cena's giving it a, you know, decent. Cena's doing his best job at acting. Yeah. But like, there was a couple of moments I'm like, oh, who gives a fuck about this? You know what I mean?
I like Cena here. This is my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
I want to go back to my first thing, compliment sandwich, Peacemaker. I mean, Cena.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was definitely a bit better with the parenting advice than Dom's scenes were. Dom's scenes, you're just like, oh, this is terrible.
Fucking awkward as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought kind of after the whole Rome sequence, kind of that second quarter of the film, everything sort of was a bit chill for a bit.
I reckon it was when they tracked Momoa's character back to his lair, I suppose, in Brazil. Fuck, I don't even know where it was.
And the police
top
station.
Quality.
The police station where they stole the safe from.
That's right. So it was in Brazil. I was right. And really? Yeah, and I reckon that bit was like, they turn up there and he's not there and he's like, ha ha ha, I'm not here. I was like, oh, well, fucking sweet. Like,
yeah.
That was dumb.
I mean, it'd
be cool way story, better bro. If you're here.
He owns an abandoned property.
Now.
But
tell me, I'm going to tell you some
could be anywhere.
Maniacal plan that I've got in store for you. I'll easily take a toilet break during that scene.
what I didn't get was how, you know, Ramsay's supposedly this, you know, 1%er out of hackers, but then Momoa just cleans out all their money, like, piss easy. It's like, oh, okay, you don't just have, like, a spare account somewhere just in case?
Yeah, like Bitcoin or you don't have
anything.
Well, but then immediately the next scene, Ludacris is covered in cash. It's like this franchise is scared of having repercussions or, you know, of actions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one can stay dead. We've talked about that. No
stolen
one can stay
all
dead.
Your money.
Stolen actually, all your money. Well, actually, no, we've got some fucking money taped to me.
I'll have a terrible scene that's worthy of a bathroom break, and not only will I do it once, I'll do it twice.
Yes. Absolutely.
Just so you guys know that you can have two bathroom breaks because we'll put The Rock in the same fucking situation. My God.
Are they just going to ride on Tyrese's vest full of cash for the next couple of films as well? Or
possibly.
Supposedly, Cypher's on their side now as well, and she's got extra money hidden somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Someone will pull out something from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Or they'll just steal it because that's what they're good at.
Oh, yeah.
All our money's gone because we were using the same bank for all our accounts.
I'm not doing controversial opinion, but I mean, this film was set up where it's like, the only people left alive potentially are Cypher and Letty, and I was like, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
There's too many people that kill little Brian, kill Dom. Make the last film a revenge film, you know, female centric revenge film. Fuck, that would be the tits.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Oh, and Statham's still alive. Have him be buddy cop, you know, saving his mum is one subplot, and then have Letty and Chili's trying to get revenge and then having a fight to the death at the end. And then make out.
Is Jason Statham's character's brother still alive, or what's the story there?
No, see, he's supposed to be dead, but who fucking knows of it?
Yeah.
Oh, Gal Gadot, there we go, there's a three-way.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
on a submarine even.
Yeah.
I was actually pretty stoked that she was back. I was like, yes.
Really?
Yes.
So he gets more wooden acting, is that?
Yeah. How funny will it be if she comes back to meet the rest of the family? And Han's like in a back room with his latest Tinder date.
He's got so many. Han's having a 10-way with 9 different random girls he's found off the internet.
Oh. Hey.
Like, oh.
A little bit lightheaded at the moment.
Yeah.
I waited 6 years. And now you decide to turn up.
Yeah. Anyway, question number 10 is, what character is the most likely to have ended up in hospital for sex-related injuries?
Well, the clear answer is nobody because they never get hurt.
Also, no one ever.
Do you mean nobody as in like.
No. I mean like the whole family never gets hurt. So they're not going to hospital.
Also, like no one has sex. Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, every time. Oh,
we came pretty close.
But there's.
How do you get more beautiful?
But there's only two people I can guarantee that's had sex in this. And one of them is Dominic Toretto and his ex, who's now dead. And then there's
but is she?
Mia and
we never saw her
Brian, who's also not with us anymore. So
Helen Mirren's given birth to Statham, so she's been banged at some point.
Oh yeah.
Well, Rita Moreno is the grandmother.
That's it. That's all we can be certain of.
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah. So everyone, if you do it, you're not going to survive. Like, where's Shaw's dad? I reckon.
Where's Dom's mum? No one's ever worked out where Dom's mum is.
Someone's got to die. If there's a baby born, someone's got to go.
Maybe where's Dom's mum? Where's Jacob's mum? Where's Mia's mum?
Maybe Gal Gadot went off and had a secret baby. That's why she hasn't been in the films.
Yeah. Because she tried to hook up with Han and then we better kill her. Boom. Off the plane.
Hey, while we're talking about this, Rita Moreno shows up. Rita Moreno, awesome actress. She's 91 years old. She turns up in this. Vin Diesel, real life, he's 55 years old, although he probably thinks he's 12 in this movie because he sort of acts like he's 12. But that's a 36-year difference. There's a couple of teenage pregnancies in there.
That can happen.
It could happen.
Yeah, but the most hospital...
Jeez, if that was me, I'd be a granddad.
The most likely to have ended up in hospital for sex-related injuries, it's got to be Theron and Michelle Rodriguez's characters.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Lenny was my answer by miles.
Lenny and Cypher, eh?
You were just sitting there frothing through that whole scene, weren't you?
Fight.
Oh, man.
Lady, you know, two girls fighting lady, isn't actually a lady. Sex scene, right?
Hey, like, I don't know how they do it.
I went with Letty. She was very aggressive when it came to Dom, and I could imagine that backfires occasionally. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have a fucking clue. But anyway, let's move over to
he's
much.
He's going to carry that weight around his hips, so, eh? So I'm pretty sure it would be like a back injury, maybe, with Dom.
Anyway, that moves us over to Muchu for his questions. What do you got, Muchu?
My first question is, what the fuck is Brian up to? Like, come on, like, get rid of him. What the fuck is he up to?
He's got his own kids to look after, doesn't he?
I reckon he's got into like Herbalife or some sort of other MLM, you know, multi-level marketing, because they're all about family. They're a big family. And so, you know, you become part of family. And he's looking for that other type of family.
I reckon he's just like, you know what? All I ever really wanted to do was steal DVD players. So he's found a new crew.
Steal DVD
players. And that's really? What he's still doing.
That was the original one.
He just
VCR
steals.
TVs.
Yeah.
Was it VCR TVs or DVD
I thought it was DVD players.
He's got all these DVD players he's got to get rid of.
Because that was big in 2001.
No one wants them.
Yeah. So he's just like, I'm just going to keep stealing DVD
that's
players.
That's why they need a time machine so you can go back to 2001 and be a fucking
DVD
multi-millionaire.
Players. That'll never get old.
Yeah. And so he's founded his own crew to keep stealing DVD players. And he's just found a new group of mates to have barbecues with. And he doesn't, like, truth be told, he never really liked Corona in the first place. So at his barbecues, they have soul.
You like that
so
shit tuna sandwich. Give me your shitter sandwich, please. And then hook up with me now, Mia.
I want your shitty Coronas. I want my soul.
My next question is, unpopular to Sam, but did Jason Momoa think he was playing Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean in this film?
He did. He's playing Jack Sparrow, who's made love to Heath Ledger. Like the Heath Ledger. Oh,
that was a good one.
Yeah. It's like the Joker mixed with Jack Sparrow. Like, there's no other way to describe it. It's like sociopathic, psychopath slash, you know, like flamboyancy. That's it.
Yeah, but why? He's a big motherfucker. He's not like.
I'm a pussy, but I'm giant. I'm a giant Polynesian.
Did you guys notice that it seemed like somebody had super glued his chin to his neck? You know, for like the first guy, he just hello.
Turns up wearing drag in every bloody scene, and it's like, well, wait, what is this character up to? He's this mean cartel's son, and suddenly he's like got his arms wailing around like Jack Sparrow. Cross between, what did you say?
The Joker.
The Joker, yeah. Evil Joker.
He did holding his arms out, didn't he, waiting for stuff to happen.
I was very disappointed that this franchise is like prominently put forward us bald brothers, you know, front and center as the big sexy beefcakes, you know, and then they go and get the hairiest man on the fucking planet.
Yeah, well, it can't all be about the bald guys, you know.
Yes, it can.
You got to have the Jason Momoas that support the minority like me.
Yeah. Kahu's a Momoa from
fuck off, Jason
from
Momoa.
Day one with the long hair.
You know, somebody called me Hercules the other day. I was like, oh, yeah. I'll tell
Hercules.
You that. I've had Jesus, I've had Jason
Hercules,
Momoa, and
Hercules,
I've had Hercules.
You need to stop hanging around with dudes on fucking drugs, bro.
It's Tinder, not Grindr.
Whoa!
Yeah, my last question.
I didn't get to answer.
Doesn't matter. What's your next question?
I actually thought he had more of the Jack Nicholson Joker vibe going on.
A little bit, yeah.
I thought that.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I can imagine him saying that, actually. Yeah. He did pride himself as being the devil.
He was definitely the best character in this film.
But an awful, awful, like, persona for Jason Momoa. Like, he's a big, Beast, and they played him as a like a fruity.
Yeah, but that was cool because it was kind of against type.
No, it's like, not cool.
He's the one good thing I'm hanging on to in this film, bro. Don't ruin it for me. Don't ruin this for me. Don't ruin my wit. I mean, don't ruin my.
I've got one big Polynesian, buddy, The Rock, and he's a beast.
With The Rock's imminent return in the next film, are you saying they're going to have to kill one of our Polynesian brothers off?
Oh, they better not. But look, like if there's one that I would kill, it wouldn't be Momoa.
Oh, you'd axe The Rock?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that old fool.
Oh, but who's going to coach his daughter's soccer team?
Like,
I'm sad that I remember what scene you're talking about now.
Yeah, Zeddy. my last question, would you trust John Cena to keep your kids safe?
Look, there's only one man I'd trust to keep my kids safe. And his name is John Cena!
Do you like Marines?
Yes.
Well, John Cena is in a spit-swapping ladder match with Undertaker.
Hello, you have a collect call from John Cena. Would you accept the charges? Go fuck yourself. No one's going to know what the fuck we're talking about. This is like the other time we talked about this. Everyone go to YouTube, look up John Cena prank phone call. None of this is going to make any sense unless you go and check it out and you listen to, and his name is John Cena.
Oh, I'm watching. God.
Excuse me? That's exactly what the Undertaker told John Cena. Fuck, anyway.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Good.
Would you trust him, though? John Cena, big beefcake to look after.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got a safe house and a pretty well-equipped vehicle and can fly in his winged kayak.
He's gonna chuck your kids in a winged kayak and power it by three bottles of vodka.
Yeah, not wine. It's got to be vodka
to go straight to the tank car and then flip it over.
I mean, he's willing to
two highways.
Willing to sacrifice his life for the kids. So yeah, I guess
he's willing to sacrifice everybody's life, including the kids.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit if he's on camera. He's like, yeah, whatever, they can come.
This is safe. Let's charge straight at 15 cars. Why didn't he turn around? Why didn't he fucking turn around? It was 15 cars one way, and then he could have just done a U-turn and ran the other way. No.
Options.
I'm gonna go with yes.
Fair enough. He's a big beast. A big, stupid, dumb, piece of shit beast.
Anyway, moving over to my first question, which is, family, 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 familiar, family, familiar, family.
Look, I think in this film, there wasn't enough family.
Needed more barbecues.
Yeah, needed more barbecues.
We need more Coronas.
More Coronas.
Discussion. We only got one decent shot of a Corona. I feel really, really disappointed.
Yes, that's why I really hated the ending, because there was no final barbecue at the end.
And also,
Kahu wants that like massive climax to his happy endings. That's
exactly
what we're hearing.
There wasn't enough. It's all about that.
References to families. The plot didn't have enough family, you know, throughout the movie.
Movie notoriously has the most families in it. This is the most mention of a family. Rightio, moves me over to my next question. There's four Oscar-winning actresses in this film, right? Brie Larson won one for The Room. Ferron won one for Monster. Mirren won one for The Queen, and Rita Moreno won one back in the 60s for West Side Story. All right. Who deserves, out of these four actresses, who deserves to win an Oscar or get nominated for an Oscar for their role in this film?
I'm going to go with Rita Moreno, just because after a long career, she's willing to feature in something like this. So let's give her the Life Achievement Award. Because she's done everything when it comes to acting if she's in this.
It's almost like these actresses have gone, fuck, I've run out of money. And then it's like stunt casting. It's like his agent's running up and is like, hey, do you want to be in the Fast and Furious movies? It's like, really? They come after me. It's like, bro, they've emailed everyone asking if they want to be in it. You know, if you say yes, sweet, you're in.
I went the other way, and I reckon one of these four need to give their Oscars back. that, was starring in this film.
And that was going to be my joke.
And I was going to go with, I'm going with Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
She's
great. She's
decent. She is fucking decent. And she puts on this awful, awful Cockney English accent.
You know that's her standard accent, right? She is British.
Yeah, but, no, but she's posh British.
She is posh British, yeah.
She's not this fucking shit British. And she should have known like how bad and how badly she would look. She should have known better. That's my point.
I was almost going to say that, like, yeah, one of them should have retroactively given up her Oscar. The real answer, though, is there's Michelle Rodriguez for not immediately vomiting in that scene where Vin tries to seduce her.
Oh, yeah.
It was so awkward. It was like, yeah, you get beautiful, the older you get. But, like, on top of that,
she's
like,
not even in the four. Where's her Oscar? Is she an Oscar for Lost or something?
No, she isn't.
Lost.
No, I'm saying, like, she deserves an Oscar nomination just for being in the...
I see.
But, like, it was almost like he's projecting because, like, he's so stiff. In this movie, like in the sex scene, he's such this bulking, stiff man who's like got no, you know, like intimacy, no, like, you know, fluid sexual motion. And it's like Vin Diesel sitting there, whatever you do, don't get stiff, whatever you do. And he's like, okay, my cock isn't stiff, but the rest of me is a fucking rigid as fuck.
Steroids is a hell of a drug.
So bad. Anyway, my final question. Yeah, Gal Gadot comes back. Literally every other character in this film, from Momoa through to, I don't know, I'm sure Vin's probably died at least 50 fucking times in this film. It's like, it looks like everyone's immortal in this franchise. Why? Why are they immortal?
Family.
That was my answer to
family.
You know,
they've got familial powers.
I feel like we're watching a video game. You know, and like characters,
life?
Yeah, everyone respawns and yeah. It's got one up, they get the comeback whenever they want. It feels like that.
Oh, there was one scene in this, where somebody fell from some crazy height and you were just like, what? You know,
I'm gonna go
how
with
does this
that.
Happen?
Because I think it is like a video game, eh? Yeah. It's like people are just playing, it just never ends. There's no point to anything. And you just drive around in a car. Destroying everything in your path, and when you die, you just, like you said, Sam, just respawn. It's a video game.
How funny would it be if at the end of the last movie, it sort of like cuts to a shot of them winning, and then it pans out, and there's some kid just playing, and he's like, this game sucks.
Yeah.
And he's like, and his mum's like, go back to your family, stop playing games.
If that happened, then that one's going to be a hyperbole for me. That would just be so good.
Like, yeah.
Epic planning of a 20-year franchise, and then they finish on that.
And it turns out to be the Lego movie, yeah, with Will Ferrell. And
I'm flaking. There was actually a Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, and I think Julio from The Contrarians got us to do a Patreon movie on it. I can't remember the name of it now. Oh, this is what happens when you drink bourbon with Machu, but it turns out the game, like the whole movie is a video game. And that's the big twist. And it's terrible. The entire film is terrible. And, okay, I'll have another one.
Speaking of more bourbons with Machu.
Oops.
Here they come.
Moves us over to Kahu for his questions. What do you got, Kahu?
My first question. So in the end credits, we see that The Rock is back in town. So is the much publicised beef between The Rock and Vin Diesel just fabricated to sell more tickets?
I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go with yes.
I'm going to go with no, and I'll tell you why. Because there's a scene in one of the films where The Rock looks smaller than Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel's a little bitch compared to The Rock. Eh? Rock's a monstrous. He's a big, huge man, and it's the scene, and it's very famous when they're talking to each other, but they're looking in different directions. It's
it's awkwardly edited to make them look like they're looking at each other and they're the same size. Yeah, and it's very obviously not. Yeah.
And then one's way bigger. And so it's not surprising that The Rock is like, Vin Diesel's a dick. He makes me look the same size as him, but I'm a big fucking beast. And look at me, look at him. I'm way bigger than him. And Vin Diesel's probably just like, oh, look, dude, we're just trying to make this film franchise real cool. Don't be bigger than this franchise. You've only just come in. And The Rock's just like, look at me. I'm big. You're little. This is bullshit. And then, so, like, no wonder, like, Vin Diesel hates him. And no wonder The Rock hates Vin Diesel.
Imagine if Peter Jackson had cast him in, like, Lord of the Rings or, like, the Hobbit trilogy. and said, hey, we need you to play this big, bulking beefcake of a dwarf.
Yeah,
I'm keen as. It shows up first day. He's like, okay, we need to put you here, you know, in perspective of Gandalf. No, fuck off. I want to be bigger than Gandalf. But you're a dwarf.
He's like,
but you can't be bigger than Gandalf. We want you to be this hulking dwarf.
But I'm
No.
It's pretty much like you turn up to a set with Tom Cruise and he's like half your size and suddenly he's the same size, eh? Like,
I literally was on the WWE when one of the biggest superstar wrestlers in the world.
Yeah.
You're shorter than me. I'm Tom Cruise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you're calling him out for this, yet Vin Diesel tweeted a photo to The Rock and said, come back, you know, like this franchise isn't the same without you. Whatever, let's put this all behind us. And Vin Diesel actually photoshopped the image to make him look bigger. Like, make Vin Diesel look bigger than The Rock. It's so bad. You have a look at it. It's like he's like, you know, like just used his fingers to expand his head as though he's got like this giant football sized head sort of thing. It's like,
I reckon it was like a high school crush type situation, eh? And Vin Diesel was like, oh, I really want him back. And so the agent sent the, well, not a note, but like a text message or an email. We do it for 15 million. And Vin Diesel, then The Rock gets his agent to send an email back, oh, do it for 20, you know, back and forth.
Like some schoolyard shit where you get a note from someone saying, oh, hey, blah, blah, likes you. And then you're like, oh, really? And they're like, yeah, and write back and like, oh, I like you too. And then like, oh, cool, you want to meet around the fucking back of the school? And you're like, yeah, cool. And then you go around the back of the school and the whole school's there and they all laugh at you because it was all a joke and one of your mates, what? Who's next question?
Oh, poor Sam.
It's not like the Floyd Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. It's like, it's a movie. Everyone's got to get along. It's like, take one, take two.
Absolutely.
So where did we get to with that?
So
I'm going with yes. I reckon
maybe not.
Yeah.
I reckon it's for real. I reckon those dudes hate each other. I'd hate Vin Diesel if I was a Rock, and I'd hate The Rock.
I'd hate The Rock as well. I don't think I'd like either of these guys.
Yeah,
The Rock strikes as like
is
like a really nice guy, but I kind of feel like he'd be, you know,
it's not fabricated. It's a real thing.
Like pretentiously nice, you know, like, oh hey bro, how are you going here? And like, yeah.
I think the real answer here is that they both like money.
Yes.
Money.
Money.
Instead
fame.
Of saying family, yeah. Money.
Family.
Family, that's
fam
the one.
Money.
Fam money.
Fam money.
So my second question, what happened to Little Nobody, aka Scott Eastwood's character?
Oh, this is easy for me, right? He got donked on the head when he flew out of that car and he woke up and he's got amnesia. So next film, well, the spin-off film is going to be a romantic comedy in which he opens a little cafe in Rome and then he falls in love with a rival barista, and you know, like they sort of like, you know, go back and forward to who's got the best cafe, and then eventually they realize they've got feelings for each other and they go to Florence or Venice or something like that, and he's like, you know, I love you, I want to be with you, I'm going to propose to you, and she's like, and do you want to start a family? And it, like, the family triggers this PTSD where he just blows up all of Venice. You know, like, just turns into fucking, like, you know, some other bullshit action movie.
So something like the Frappe and the Furious.
That was good. I'm very proud of you right now.
Frantic mental gymnastics.
Well done. That's very good.
I thought he ran into Brian. Brian's up to nothing. And he's so Brian's nothing and he's Mr. Nobody. And
they're both joining MLMs.
Nothing nobodies. Yes.
They started a food truck. This is my final question. Is invincibility in this franchise learned or genetic? And which applies to Little B?
He did get taken from a car. Someone just drove up to a car at high speed and just grab him. And then someone drove up to the same car at high speed and just grab him back. It's so easy to grab kids.
Jesus, we're cutting this off right now.
Yeah.
Gee.
Who cares about car seats? Like, fuck. My kids have like these car seats that are bolted into the back of the seat and they have like a harness.
Your kids are about to get taken off your road. I just think everyone's immortal. Like we talked about, it's a video game. They've all got like fucking respawning, million lives, whatever.
So, then supplementary question. So clearly that Dom and Little B are going to survive the dam collapsing. What's your theories on how they're going to be rescued or get out of that situation?
I reckon they use the car as a boat and the wheels will spin that fast and the NOS will be used in a way that makes them not only survive but hit another road where they'll be chased by more bad guys.
So the car that's at the bottom of the dam?
Yeah. So that's what's going to happen. So the dam's going to get let go, and then the car's going to be used as a boat, and then the NOS will be used in a way that gets them back onto a road just in time to be chased by more bad guys, and then we'll see them make it to the extraction point where they will then
black side.
Well, they will then go on to the next battle and level 20,005. Da-ding.
I reckon Han is still fucked up on acid, and he gives like a really good idea to Ramsay and Tej about how to make a teleportation device from the insides of a plane. And so they make a teleportation device and they teleport themselves to Little Brian and Dom, and then they teleport themselves out of there, and they're sweet.
See, I reckon when the dam first collapses, a big concrete slab's going to fly out to where they are. They're going to jump on it and surf it all the way down to where the plane crash has happened. And they're, of course, alive. They'll all jump on it and down to wherever, as much as says, onto the next battle.
Famously, the very first Fast and the Furious movie was basically a ripoff of Point Break. And Point Break ends with, like, what's he going to do, surf to New Zealand? I reckon that's it. I reckon you're right. They're going to jump on a slab and surf to New Zealand.
Well, it wouldn't be the worst thing if they leveled Auckland, would it?
Jesus. Acid, ladies and gentlemen.
No one in New Zealand likes Auckland, except for Aucklanders. Anywho, that moves us down to our final question, which is a Patreon question, which comes courtesy of our man, Chris Yeeney, which is, what on-the-nose song would you drop into this movie? I'm going to be very disappointed if you guys don't have the same as me.
Yeah, I felt like I had to think way too hard when Sam was hassling me about having the same answer as him. So it's clearly, we are family. I've got all my sisters with me.
Let's cut them off there. Well, Mia, she's a sister. Nia, Via, Dia. I can't remember what I've called her throughout this podcast, but Leah, she's a sister.
I had a song when, you know, like Kahu mentioned before, everyone seems to push the NOS too early. So I went with Jizz in Your Pants from Lowly Island.
Great choice.
Jizz in your pants. Jizz in your pants.
You guys have missed the obvious ones by miles. A giant ball goes rolling through the city. It came in like a wrecking ball.
Oh,
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
I feel like I've used that about 50 fucking podcasts.
I know you've used it at least.
I feel like we've retired. We should have retired it.
I understand we've retired anything related to AC/DC.
Well, AC/DC is gone. That is gone.
Highway to Hell. I'm on a...
That takes us down to the end. But before we end, there's one thing that I haven't really mentioned that was also a bad thing about this film is, did you notice they wrote an action scene into literally every scene that they could? So like Brie Larson walks into a bar. I'm looking for someone. Oh, you're looking for someone. That means four of us need to attack you for no fucking reason.
And by the way, I'm fucking a tough bitch. Yeah. Fuck yous all up.
Yeah. I need everyone to know I can fuck people up in heels. And I have. And it's the same thing on the plane. It's just like, oh, we need to show John Cena fucking up people on the plane. It's like, they looked at this film and they're like, okay, we need to make sure there's a fight scene every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Does it need to make sense? Nah, fuck, it doesn't need to make sense. Yeah. Let's just put one in there every 5 minutes.
Internet cafe, the most non-threatening environment you could think of. Yeah. Let's have a fight scene.
Let's make fucking Tyrese and Ludacris have a scrap.
Yeah. Are they the two weakest on this film, eh? Like Ludacris. Oh, come on, Ludacris is the weakest, eh? Even the girls.
No, Tyrese is.
Like Ludacris is so weak. He's weaker than the girls. Come on. Wow. Everyone get on around me. This is a real thing.
Given how well Mia does defending her fucking suburban home from home invaders.
Hey, she is badass.
She's awesome. She took on dudes with guns.
Lady's awesome.
Cypher's
awesome. Ramsay doesn't really do much.
Ramsay.
Sully knows everything about cars, which is apparently something. She never drove a car. That was her thing,
she's
right?
She's super pretty. She's super pretty. And then she's
gorgeous,
like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's.
But even
like,
she's going bald. She's joining in. Her hair's getting shorter by the. So is Charlize. They're all getting shorter by the fucking
Charlize
film.
Has gone bald before. You must be stoked about that. She
has she ever.
She looks amazing. Even bring bald. Back, and without an arm. One arm baldy. Still hot as fuck.
If you guys are wondering what, there's the mating call of the bald man.
That's a weird mating call.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, like this is the craziest part about these films, right? Is that, and I saw this on Twitter or whatever, and somebody brought it up. These films follow no discernible pattern when it comes to naming their films, okay? So the first one, The Fast and the Furious, right? That's the first film.
Mean name. Yep, awesome. Yep.
Second one, Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's good. I like that.
So if we're following that pattern, surely the third one would be Three Fast, Three Furious. No, it's Fast and the Furious, colon, Tokyo Drift. Right. So we're sitting at the colon. We're sitting at Using the Curious.
Taking a leap over to Tokyo. All good. All good.
Sitting at the colon. Then we move over to Fast and Furious, which has no discernible way of identifying that it's the fourth film. So when you're talking about, have you seen Fast and Furious? No one knows if you're talking about the
first. That's the Brian and Tyrese one, is it?
Oh, I wouldn't have a fucking
clue. No, that's too Fast, Too Furious.
That's Too Fast, Too Furious.
Brian and Tyrese.
Yeah.
That's the best one. This one, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. This one.
Okay, so we then move into Fast 5. So now they've decided that we're just going to scrap the Furious part. We're just going to go Fast 5. So, theoretically,
Fast,
it's going to be Fast 6. No, we've done away with that. Next one is Fast and Furious 6.
Okay,
so and then we move into Furious 7. So we had Fast 5, we then skipped that naming and we've gone to Furious 7. The next one, The Fate of the Furious. So we're combining 8 into one of the
Is words. That when someone dies? Is that when Gal Gadot dies?
Oh, I feel like she's died Han in 6 dies? Or something. I don't know
it
who
makes
died
sense
in 8.
With the number 8, I guess.
Yeah, The Fate of the Furious. So are we now... Okay, so if that's our
nine,
naming...
For nine.
We're going to have Fine.
Fine.
Fine as number 9.
The Fine Nine.
The Fine and the Furious.
The Fine and the Furious.
The Furious of the Fine. We're going to have something like that. Ooh. Oh, no. We're going to have... The fucking dude fell asleep on the keyboard and hit F9 because that's the name of the fucking film.
Hey, but wait. What does F9 spell? Fine.
Yeah, F9. F9.
You got it right. We all got it right. F9. Yeah. Fine.
We then move into Fast X. So suddenly they've introduced Roman numerals, which they haven't introduced before. But they went to Rome and one of the characters' names Roman, so it makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to leave it to you guys now. This is what I've been setting up. What is the next film going to be?
Flevin.
Flevin.
Furious Flevin.
Lucky number Flevin.
What is it? What is it? What's it? The dude that.
No, it's going to be Flev and the Finnan. Flev and the Finnan. I'm going to go out and say.
The Dirty Dozen less one. It's going to be some Dirty Dozen when they get to 12. That's going to be short for sure.
They're
going to
keep going, eh?
Yeah.
Famously, Vin Diesel came out and said, oh, yeah, no, like 9 and 10 are going to be like the last two films. And then somebody said, like, this time around, like, oh, didn't you say that, like, this was going to be the last two movies? Like, oh, I never said that. Oh, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wasn't he after one, he was like, I'll never be in another film again. And then they made two.
He
and then
he
was like, and then he was like, I'm back.
Yeah, he wasn't in 2 and 3.
He's a bad gambler, apparently. Yeah. I don't know. But I suspect he is.
I think he's Wesley Snipes, and he owes a lot of money.
How many in this family now? They could just call it the Furious 11. You know, like Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
I could just call it Furious 11.
Furious 11 with Roman numerals is probably going to be what it's going to be called.
Yeah.
Furious XI.
I wanted them to call it F11. Flevin.
11.
Well, what about Furious 11 colon family? Just to make sure that we know what
Flevin
it's all
family.
About.
Flevin family.
I think they'll just call it family. I think that's going to be the 11th film is just family. There we go. We're calling it now. Family?
Family, yeah.
Or Flevin. It's going to be family or Flevin.
I've got my money on Flevin.
Well, these are fucking atrocious answers.
F9, fine. We all said it.
Yeah.
And it was, and that's what it was.
Anyway, that takes us down to the end. Thank you to these guys for joining me, and thank you so much to everybody for listening. Due to personal reasons I don't want to get into right now, Liz is probably going to be hosting a bunch more episodes, but I might make a comeback for a couple of films I really want to see. I wouldn't mind seeing the new indie film, although I heard it's fucking terrible.
I heard it's terrible. I want to do it.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it. We can do that, and I really want to do the new Spider-Verse film as well.
Oh, yeah, I want to do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Wow.
Do it.
Just do it. Just do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Fuck, it's been a long time since I've heard Sussy and Hutch reference.
Yeah.
Anyway, that, as mentioned, takes us down to the end. If you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter at Movie Reviews In, or you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Just Movie Reviews In 20 Qs. Anyway, that's thanks from me.
Cheers.
Thanks, Furious out.